Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner. Hey, Sam, hit me with your best zombie voice.
Brains. You mean like this? Brains.
Ooh, that was good. You're in the right headspace for this story now.
Kaboom presents the original audio adventure, Zombie Tag.
Anything? No. Not even a little signal.
Listening to Jam Chats. Here's Crazy
Dave. Ashton!
Hey,
Ash! I'm over here!
Dad? I thought Mom was picking me up.
Nah, I wanted to spend as much time as possible with you before I head out on deployment next week.
Awesome!
Toss your duffel bag in the back and let's go. We'll be on a long drive down this mountain.
Bye, Ashton! See you at school next week!
See you, Lorelai.
Ashton. Thank you. So, how was camp?
Pretty good. We did this game thing.
Game? Do tell.
It was just a kid's game, Dad.
Nothing is just a kid's game. Everything's what you make of it.
Right.
Come on, tell me about it. Did you win?
It's kind of a long story.
Well, we've got time. How did the game start?
Well, there was this big meeting to explain the rules and everything.
Listen up, campers! Hey, knock it off! For the last day of camp, we've got a big surprise. A camp-wide game of tag!
Tag? That's the surprise?
But not just any game of tag, no! This is Zombie Infection Tag!
Zombie! Lorelai, did you hear that?
Yes! Our horror movie obsession is finally gonna pay off!
And there is a $500 prize for the winner!
Zombies, and there's a cash prize. We have to win this.
Oh, your dad knows tons about strategy from the Marines. You should text him.
Crap, I've got no reception here. But we've seen every zombie movie ever. We've got it in the bag.
With $500, I'm gonna buy a ton of video games.
Video games? Seriously?
DJ, stop eavesdropping.
Ugh, you guys are so predictable.
Shut up, Brandon.
Wait, Brandon? Brandon Monroe from down the street?
Yep.
I didn't know he was at camp this summer. I hope you were nice to him. You know what his family's going through.
Yeah, of course.
Brandon, nobody asked for your opinion.
Nobody asked for yours either, Ashton.
Stay out of this, DJ.
Whatever, we're leaving.
We weren't even talking to them.
Brandon's the worst. You know, he totally cheated on that boat race last week.
It's not cheating if the motor was already on the boat.
All right, we've got a volunteer to be our first zombie, and it is Counselor Josh.
Josh? Crap.
And I'm gonna infect all of you maggots.
He's like a track star.
Did you see him at Tug of War last week? Josh does not mess around.
Why couldn't they pick a slow counselor? Like Chimichanga Chad.
Infection Tag is an easy game. We just have to outsmart Josh.
Hold on, how did this game even work?
Just basic zombie tag rules, you know? The zombies try to tag the humans, and if you get tagged or infected, you become a zombie too.
Last human alive wins?
Yep, it's basically a zombie apocalypse.
And in the middle of the woods too. Spooky. So what happened when the game started?
Alrighty! On the count of three, we'll set loose our first zombie, Josh. Ready?
We've got this, Lorelai. It's just like Mutant Zombies 4, the final mutation.
Didn't everyone die in that one?
3, 2, 1!
Maggots!
And then it started. The zombie apocalypse. Josh was transformed. His skin turned sickly green and started rotting off. His eyes sunk back in his skull. His limbs twisted and contorted. He was a zombie!
There's no way that happened.
Dad, it's called taking creative liberties. If you want to hear the story, you've got to deal with how I tell it.
Okay, continue.
With the zombie on the loose, the camp was thrown into chaos. Kids screaming and running every which way. Lorelai and I fought our way through the crowd.
We Excuse me, pardon me, sorry.
Ugh, no time for pleasantries, Lorelai. This is the apocalypse, come on!
Ashton, you're holding too tight.
Onward!
Where are we going?
We've got to find a place to hide. Oh, here! This cabin!
Nice!
This is perfect. We'll just wait the zombies out.
Look, a cabin. That's a perfect place to hide.
Someone's coming!
Hey, Brandon! In here!
We should be safe in here for a minute. Then we... Ashton, Lorelai...
Brandon, seriously? You and DJ need to leave.
We were here first.
This is the sandcastle competition all over again. Why can't we just share?
No way! Too many people makes us an easy target.
And you have no right to talk about the sandcastle competition when you destroyed our cake for the bake-off.
As if that thing actually qualified as a cake.
We don't have time for this. Brandon and DJ, leave or we'll force you out.
Just because your dad's in the military does not mean that you can play dirty.
There is no playing dirty anymore. Only survival of the fittest.
You guys are the worst. Just like your cake.
Get out!
Fine, we're going. There's no back exit here anyway. You guys are gonna get trapped. Come on, DJ.
Whatever. We have a way better hideout in mind. Bye, suckers.
I think they're right. We could get trapped in here.
We'll just lock the door so no one can get in.
Problem. These doors don't lock. That's how they got bitten in Revenge of the Zombie Walkers Part 7.
Dude, that was a nasty kill.
Yeah, I know, right?
I guess we really can't stay here.
Brandon and DJ seem to have a plan. Maybe we should follow them.
Good idea. Maybe we can lure a zombie to them while we're at it.
Sabotage. I love it.
Sabotage? That's kind of harsh.
We're talking about war. It's all for the win. Isn't that what you would do?
Remember Semper Fi?
Yeah. Marines have honor, courage, whatever.
Semper Fi means always faithful. It's not just something that sounds cool and tough. It's a code. Victory means nothing if you achieve it through dishonorable means.
Enough with the lecture. Do you want to hear the story or not?
All right. I'm listening.
We followed Brandon and DJ to the edge of the lake and hid behind a tree.
There they are. I'm gonna go find a zombie and lure it over to get them.
Okay, but be fast and quiet.
Okay, I think this area's clear. We should probably... Wait a second. Ashton? Again?
Busted.
So, you're following us now?
What happened to your perfect little hideout?
None of your business.
What did you do?
I got a zombie, but it's Josh!
Josh? No!
Maggots!
Lorelai, lead him to Brandon and DJ.
Run!
DJ, watch out!
Miss me.
Gotta get away! DJ, come on!
Bye, suckers!
Come on! They got away! Abort the plan! Lorelai, this way!
Maggots!
Josh has me cornered against the lake! I can't escape!
It was too late. The monster tackled Lorelai, sending them both tumbling into the lake.
Lorelai! Please, no!
Please,
as the hideous zombie sunk his rotting teeth into Lorelai's flesh, she let out a writhing scream, begging for mercy.
Ashton?
Ugh, you're no fun.
I know you love theatrics, but there's no need to be so gory.
Fine, yes, whatever. Basically, Lorelai got tagged.
Thank you. Continue.
Lorelai was gone, and Josh was turning his sights on me. I knew I couldn't outrun him, but I saw a canoe.
Yes.
I ran over to it and hopped inside, paddling as fast as I could away from shore. I was halfway across the lake before I heard rustling from behind me. There was a tarp covering the back half of the canoe. I turned around and ripped the tarp off, revealing...
Whoa!
Brandon, what are you doing here?
Hiding, obviously.
Wait, where's DJ?
I lost him right after you led Josh right to us. He's probably a zombie by now.
Trapped on a boat with Brandon, huh?
Yep.
So what happened?
We just waited in the middle of the lake.
Oh, come on. What happened to your storytelling prowess?
Let's just skip ahead to
skipping ahead. What happened? What did you guys talk about? Did you use your Riz on him?
Ugh, don't ever say that again.
Tell me or I will. Riz. Ugh. Riz. Oh. Riz. Riz.
Stop
Riz.
It. Fine, I'll tell you. Just stop it.
Give me the paddles. I'm going back to shore.
Wait, it could be a trap.
What?
There could be a whole zombie horde waiting to jump out at us when we get back to shore.
So what? Should we just stay here?
Just until we know the shoreline's clear.
Fine. I don't know why you care anyway. The sooner I get infected, the better chance you have of winning.
Yeah, but I feel kind of bad.
What?
I shouldn't have tried to sabotage you. After what happened to Lorelai, I realized...
Fighting zombies is hard enough. It's cruel to make it harder.
Yeah. So, what are you gonna do with the money if you win?
Oh, I don't know.
You haven't thought about it?
Well, what would you buy?
A new cell phone plan.
Seriously? $500, and that's what you'd want?
It's so I could talk with my dad once he's overseas.
Oh. Is he leaving soon?
Week from today.
I'd give the money to my mom for her treatment.
Oh, is she doing any better?
A bit. If she's up to it, she might be the one to drive me home later.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Hey, you! On the lake!
Who's yelling out?
Look, there's someone on the shore.
The canoes are contaminated with the zombie virus! Come back to land now or you'll be infected!
Contaminated? Oh, crap.
Paddle faster!
I'm paddling as fast as I can!
Yeah, the boat was contaminated and a survivor on the shore told you?
The head counselor told us to get off the water or we would be disqualified.
That makes more sense. So then what happened?
We hit solid ground and went our separate ways.
I snuck through the bushes to the mess hall. I was hoping to scavenge up some food, but that's when things took a turn for the worse.
Wait, who's there? Lorelai? Is that you? Dude, you're totally soaked. Not to mention zombified. Lorelai, it's me, Ashen! Remember me? I guess not. I'm out of here. Get away from me, zombie Lorelai! Brandon?
Ashen! We're in major trouble. We're the last two standing.
Oh, so they did get DJ.
Who do you think is chasing me? We're surrounded on all sides.
There's no way out.
This is totally the ending to Dawn of the Planet of the Zombies.
Wait, you're into zombie movies too?
No time to talk about that now.
We were completely surrounded by zombies. It was like everything was in slow motion.
Ashen!
I had to do something! Anything!
Ashen!
Ashen! What do we do?
There can only be one winner.
Ashen!
Goodbye, Brandon. Hungry zombies? Come and feast!
Wait, are you telling me you pushed Brandon into the zombies just so you could win?
But you wanted me to win, right?
How you play matters too.
Would it really be that big of a deal?
What do you think? I've got to get gas here. Are you hungry?
After that game, I'm starving.
We'll run inside the gas station and see what they've got. But don't eat anything in my car.
Can I have your credit card, Dad?
Ashton?
Brandon? What are you doing here?
Getting gas? Obviously. My mom's car is just over there.
Oh, right.
Oh, hey, Brandon.
Hi, Ashton's dad. Do I salute?
At ease, bud. Ashton was just telling me about that big tag game.
Dad.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Hey, Ashton, I wanted to give you back your earbuds.
My earbuds?
They fell out of your pocket when you pushed me out of the way of the zombies.
Oh, thanks.
Of course.
Wait a minute. What did you say happened?
Ashton did this cool self-sacrifice thing. It was straight out of the final scene of the Mutant Zombie Revolution trilogy.
Dang, Brandon. You have good taste in zombie movies.
Thanks.
Wait, so explain to me what actually happened.
I just shoved him over.
Oh, come on. You're totally underplaying it. Allow me.
We were surrounded on all sides. As we looked hopelessly around, we realized there was no way out.
There can only be one winner.
Ashton!
Goodbye, Brandon. Oh! Hungry zombies, come and feast on me! Farewell, world!
Ashton's screams echoed through the air as the horde of zombies pounced on her and began to rip her flesh.
Whoa, I get it. Wow, you were just as gross as Ashton. Kids these days.
Anyway, thanks for pushing me, I guess. $500. My mom was so happy. Sorry you won't get your cell phone plan.
It's fine. See you at school next week.
Bye, Brandon. It's so good to see your mom up and around. Say hi to her for me.
Ash, you gave up your win for Brandon.
Well, victory means nothing if you achieve it through dishonorable means.
Wow. You have learned something from me.
You? No. I learned that from The Fall of Humanity, Zombie Resurgence.
Right, that's it. No more Netflix for you.
I'm kidding. But your life philosophy is cool, too. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. And don't worry about that cell phone plan. We'll figure something out.
Thanks, Dad.
Come on. Let's go into the store. Get whatever you want.
Really? Aw, thanks, Dad. I'm gonna get a cheesy chili dog with extra jalapenos and curly fries.
You're definitely not eating that in my car.
I'll be careful.
Yeah, right. You're so messy, you'd put a zombie to shame.
Brains.
That's pretty good, but listen to this one. Brains.
No, you need more saliva in the back of your throat, like this.
Brains. Yeah. Brains. That was awesome.
Hi, my name is Lily Parkinson, and I played Ashton in Zombie Tag.
And my name's Nathan Hawley, and I played Ashton's dad.
I am not really someone who watches very many scary movies. I don't enjoy being scared.
Yeah, I'm a major horror buff. I love anything psychological, anything that gets you on your toes. And so I love to think that maybe there is some sort of bond between Ashton and her father over, like, the grotesquerie of these zombie films. Just the irony of, you love this, I'm sickened by it, allows for some sort of connection between the two of them.
Ugh, you're no fun.
I know you love theatrics, but there's no need to be so gory.
Fine, yes, whatever.
Thank you. Continue.
I think Ashton's dad is a very important figure in her life. And so him telling her all about his time in the Marines and Semper Fi and all of that really stuck with her.
There's a moment where Dad kind of comes to the conclusion that Ashton has done something dishonorable. But then we later learn that was just all part of the storytelling. And you can kind of see him melt away in that moment.
When things like that come up where she has to make a split-second decision, it's just ingrained in her brain that she does the right thing. She didn't even have to decide. She already knew the right thing to do. She didn't even have to think about it. She just did.
Wow. You have learned something from me.
You? No. I learned that from The Fall of Humanity, Zombie Resurgence.
Right, that's it. No more Netflix for you.
I'm kidding.
Well, hey, thanks again for listening, and we hope you enjoy the episode, and we'll see you next time.
You know, Sam, Lily's character name was Ashton, and here's a little secret about Kaboom I'm going to let you in on. One thing that we love to do is to name characters after the students that have worked on making these episodes. We are a show that is made at Brigham Young University, and the people who do our writing and do our post-production are students. It's amazing. And
every one of them is awesome.
They are awesome. And when they graduate, they go out into the world and they leave us behind, but we have a way of honoring them. So we had a crop of 4 post-production students who worked on all kinds of Kaboom episodes that all left around the same time. So thank you so much to your contributions to the show, Ashton, Brandon, DJ, and Josh. And it's It's funny, in fact, we got Josh to do the voice of Josh.
He'll always remember his character name.
Exactly.
We love those students. They're just fantastic. Brian and I love talking about every episode of Kaboom, and we'd love to hear your thoughts, too. Leave us a review or comment on our Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or Spotify channels. Reviews really do help new people find the show. And who knows, we just might read your comment on the show.
For example, this 5-star review and comment from a listener on Apple Podcasts with the username WendyDays5. And she said, "We all love Kaboom. Listening to it helps our kids get along as we drive. It's our go-to in the car. We enjoy all the stories. Great production. We love knowing it'll be appropriate for the kids."
Aw.
Well, thank you so much, WendyDays5. And we will be back here in 2 weeks for the next Kaboom adventure.
Zombie Tag was written by Kay Hendrickson, based on a story by Natalia Gamet, Kay Hendrickson and Brian Tanner, and directed by Brian Tanner. The cast included Lily Parkinson as Ashton, Daxton Osmond as Brandon, Nathan Holly as Dad, Audrey Curtis as Lorelai, Miles Tanner as DJ, Natalia Gamet as head counselor, and Joshua Fouts as Josh.
The sound team was led by Trent Rimeschussel, with engineering by Kiplin Merrill, Luke Gunnarsson, DJ Cromarty, and Hayden Thompson, and dialogue editing, sound design, music editing, and mixing by Gracie Davis. This episode was produced by Brian Tanner, Kay Hendrickson, Wendy Folsom, and Sam Payne.
The Kaboom writing team includes Kay Hendrickson, Garrett Gunnell, Carrie Griggs, and Paige Jensen Rutter. Our theme music was written by Sam Clawson. All Kaboom original art was created by Adrian Walsh, and our marketing manager is Ikaika Kamimoto. For more great storytelling for families, check out our companion podcast, The Appleseed, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kaboom is a production of BYU Radio.